Welcome back to Gas Bagging. I'm Kate Campbell.
And I'm Dan Morrison. How did that feel?
I'm terrified.
I made Kate do the intro because she's joining for the rest of this. So.
Oh my gosh, that's one of the most stressful things I've ever done.
Just delivering one sentence.
Delivering one line, repeating it over and over again.
And here you are.
I can't wait. How good is this?
It's great. For any new people, because I feel like some people weren't going to go on the journey of reliving Real Housewives of Sydney, which is fun. Yeah. But we're going to be recapping Real Housewives of Sydney season 2 from this point onwards. And Kate will be joining me the whole way, which is very exciting. Mm. And for context for us, I guess we worked together a few years ago.
We did.
Dear friends
at work for, I can't even remember how many years together, but it was the best. I can still remember when I first.
When we were forced together at Beck Priest's leaving lunch. Yeah.
On my first week of working there, we were just sat next to each other and I didn't know anyone. She forced me to go. And you guys were all like best friends. You'd all worked together already, I feel like, for 10 years. Mm. And then it was this farewell for her. I was just sitting there like, hello. Yeah. And you were next to me.
Some random place out in Bondi.
Bondi, why did we go there? I think they got a free PR lunch or something there. They had to write a story on it.
And I just sat down. I was like, I don't even know this woman.
I was like, hi, it's my first week ever. And I was just like, okay, great. He seems normal. I'm going to be friends with him for the rest of my life.
And never look back.
Never.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Recapping Housewives.
We were forced next to each other.
Who knew when we sat down?
Oh, my God.
Before we get into the girls, you just showed me a video of Rachel Levis.
Oh, my gosh. Just when we thought that we, you had enough for Rachel content, she's delivered some goods today. She's, for charity purposes, is donating the Sandoval Lightning Bolt necklace and her other TomTom merch. did we need that? I don't know, but I'm happy to see her back in a haunted video filmed in her car, I think it was.
For World Mental Health Day, wasn't it? That's what's triggered.
It's aligned with World Mental Health Day with an organization. She's sitting in the car and she starts reciting off a whole, piece to camera. Mm. And, the crux of it is that she starts saying, all of the proceeds are going to NAMI. It's all about creating a better mindset, creating a new environment, setting yourself up for success. Yeah, I'm about that right now.
The change in tone when she goes, I'm about that right now. I'm just like, sorry.
It's so somber up until then. And she's talking about that she's donating this to charity and her issues. And then she's like, I'm totally into mental health right now. Yeah.
That warble in the voice.
Hi.
Kills me. It's still very present.
It's still so present. Even when she's just talking to her phone, she's somehow terrified of herself. How?
It's scary out there.
It is scary out there.
Did you see Tom was unmasked on The Masked Singer?
No, really?
In the US.
Oh, my God, no, because I've been actually seeing all of the videos where people are like, that is 1,000% Sandoval. And people have done compilations of his dancing.
It was him.
No.
And then I love the fans are going oh, this is, he's trying to put a middle finger up to Ariana on Dancing with the Stars. I'm like, they're just, everyone's getting paid, doll. It's a check.
It's a paycheck. Yeah. It's keeping TomTom, not even TomTom, what's it called?
Schwartz and Sandy's alive.
That's quite good that it was actually him because I could see it everywhere in all the videos and they're like, nobody dances
like Sandoval.
It's definitely him.
What's his band's name? Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras?
Most Extras, yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
They're still clearly touring around and he's got his new podcast as well.
Will you be listening to that?
I would reckon I would listen to the first episode just to see
what it's about.
I did already see
that's what we're clip. Up against Kate
that's
we're
what
up against Tom Sandoval with his shirt off for
god damn
a podcast
it
promo.
I saw a clip with him and that actor who's always on Watch What Happens Live, Jerry O'Connell,
oh yeah,
who he reached out to Sandoval on Instagram, and one when he saw the trailer, you know, and it features everyone who had dragged him.
Yeah, yeah.
He reached out to him and formally apologized and said, "I'm so sorry."
Go away.
Yeah. And he goes, "And I'd love to be on your podcast anytime you want." And then Sandoval instantly replied, "Great, I'd love to have you on my first episode."
Jerry O'Connell didn't he host a show on Bravo that was for like 2 seconds? Like men who watch Bravo or something like that? I'm like, go away. Like
dud.
We don't need that.
No. So yeah, that's the type of caliber of content that podcast is peddling though.
You did tell me something haunted about a podcast you do listen to that you have been enjoying and it's really made, I don't know, that.
I know.
It made me feel a bit ill.
It's actually surprised myself.
Mm.
You're talking to the latest Teddy Mellencamp stan.
Don't.
I'm sorry, on that podcast, she is great.
You were saying because she admits she's shit.
100%. Great. Because she constantly kind of talks about how bad of a housewife she was and like how, you know, that didn't really work, but she'd go back in a heartbeat. But that's why I kind of like her, is that she's so honest and just talks about what a train wreck she was. It's quite good.
We do have honesty in a housewife. Oh, would have been great when she was, you know, on the show.
On the show, yeah. If she could have delivered.
But here she is now.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you well on that journey. I won't be tuning in.
You won't be tuning in?
Oh, after that season OC, Tamara's a fucking devil woman.
I could talk endlessly about that. She is just on another level, like on the destruction of Jen and Heather DeBrochier. They were her main targets. Yeah. But like, she knows how to do it. It was the only storyline of the whole season, but
it was one of the better seasons I've watched of OC in years. So thank you, Tamara, for your horrid behavior.
No, part two of that reunion, is that out?
That's out tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, when this releases, when this it'll be out. Yeah, it'll already be out. Everyone enjoy.
Yes.
Let's dive into the girls.
100%. Let's do it.
We had a little viewing party last night.
We did. Yes. It was great. It was a lovely way to celebrate.
Yeah, with our friend James, who's been on the pod previously, and his partner, Mal.
Yeah, it was nice.
And my partner, Mitch, I should say. Yes, he was on the group. Sorry, Mitch. He's going to turn it off on the way to work.
I hate you so much.
Who do you love off the bat?
Well, two. Chrissy Marsh, hero again of the show, and Terry.
Terry Viviano.
An icon.
That, and I wrote this in my story, that accent work from her. Can't place her on a map.
Yeah. Not the same voice that I've heard from her before.
She's doing a little like Trude and Prude sometimes.
Yeah, it's like, and isn't she doing a bit like? Is she doing I'm like a posh gal kind of thing? But I just don't know where the it is Prude and Trude.
Well, when she's speaking to Caroline later on in the episode, she says, "Oh, how have you been since you've been back from Byron?"
Oh yeah,
and she
just, Byron. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay.
But I love her. I loved all the little, like, the little caviar by the beach asking for the chair for the bag.
Yeah, great.
An iconic move at an empty restaurant probably like 2 p.m. on a Tuesday in Bondi.
Carrie Bradshaw energy.
A big Carrie Bradshaw energy. She loved to see Minnie back on our screens, her husband.
He's hot.
He's so hot.
He doesn't want to be on camera, but he's hot.
Oh, he wants no part of it. Like, he's like, cut me out of the scene. Someone else who doesn't want to be on camera is, isn't that terrible? I can't even remember her name. Caroline, is it her husband?
Caroline is divorced.
This sounds terrible.
Oh, Victoria's husband.
Victoria's husband, yes. Cut out of the pic.
Oh, yeah, when they were showing. Yeah, he was like, oh, no, he's gone. We have our two children and here I am and he's gone.
And he's gone.
Yeah. Wants absolutely nothing to do with it.
No. Who's your standout favorite after?
Terry.
Terry love.
And Caroline.
Yes.
Caroline got here. I feel like she's going to give a bit of like flavor.
Oh, she's giving flavor already. I think what I like about the two of them as well is they definitely both completely understand the brief.
Yeah.
They're coming in, I feel that they're very authentic people, but they also they need to like elevate,
make a show,
create situations, host a little event, and then kind of prod and produce themselves. That's why I think they are already standout stars.
Absolutely. Also, just again, Chrissy just a constant player there as well. Johnny's back, which is shocking. Johnny's back in the country.
Wasn't that nice? Shame we didn't see you on their boat, but...
Well, yeah, it was that there was no follow-up to the invite there, which I did not expect, but it was a lovely thought at the time, so...
And their house is looking stunning.
Oh, that new home.
That was gorgeous.
Phenomenal.
I love.
Absolutely. I'm so happy for them. Because they're in, like, an apartment kind of thing last time. And now they're in this, like, lavish home with, like, a lovely little pool out the back. So,
yes.
I'm excited to see that. You had a reaction to one of them.
My namesake.
We had very different reactions to Kate. Not you, Kate, but
how dare you.
Kate on the show.
Maybe you go first. What do you think about Kate?
When I saw the women, saw the previews, all that kind of stuff, I went, who are the two Borzo ones? And I went, Sally's going to be Borzo and Kate's going to be Borzo.
Yeah, because both based on, I would think, like, career. They've both got those solid careers, jobs. They're actually not going to be controversial because they're just, this is more of a platform for them both. And they seem really nice, like, nice people.
Oh, exactly. I can say beginning and end all my thoughts about Sally through the entire episode. She seems like a lovely woman.
Yeah.
Not sure what she's doing on this show. No. I'm sure she'll be nice, but that's about it. Like, that, I don't have anything bad to say, but I don't have anything to say.
Yeah,
either.
It's kind of just like, oh, you're really lovely.
Yeah, you're there.
Wonderful. Yeah. You're there.
Kate, I was surprised by, because I thought she was going to be this, like, nice vet lady, kind of just, like, placid with everyone. She, in her confessionals, is a crazy person.
Lethal.
Insane.
Like, nice wouldn't be the word I would ever use to describe her. She was just so aggressive. Like, aggressive. The whole... It was like she was on the defense and on the attack.
Yeah.
And no one had said anything.
Not a word.
Like, not a word. And I think it's that, like, the whole thing about being a single woman amongst... the married gals.
Yeah.
There's she's a got a real backup about that. Well, nobody said anything, but she's already like,
yeah,
I'll take you down before you can even come at me kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, oh, sorry.
And at least she, you know, met the brief, which was Caroline gave her one comment about Chrissy when they met each other, saying Chrissy called her a, I was going to say prostitute. It wasn't prostitute.
Stripper.
No, porn star. Sorry.
Oh, God, sorry.
sorry. said
completely made
wrong,
that up.
Wrong things. Yeah. Porn star. Which,
yes.
Look, not the worst thing that I'm sure Chrissy said ever in her
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
Which she 100% did say. I know we get to this this lunch later and she goes, oh, that doesn't sound like words that would come out of my mouth. I'm like, yeah, Chrissy.
You said it.
It 100% happened.
You said it. 100%.
This... Kate, the way I wrote, Kate is a bulldog.
I was trying to compare her to a dog. Like, is that terrible? No, but like she has bulldog energy.
Yeah.
It's this real grunt or something.
Like, who wronged her? Because like she.
Yeah.
You find out later she's had the early engagements that haven't worked out.
It's the early engagements. It's the... I don't know what else. Something else has happened to her to make her this angry at the world.
Do you think it's the being the vet? So she, because she's been on...
Bondi vet.
Yeah, because she's been a vet.
Yes.
And she's seen all these eastern suburbs, like, psychopaths come through. Yeah. She's been exposed to it.
Yeah.
Day to day and sees these marriages, sees all one of them showing up, sees these type of women. And she's like, I know, like I can read these people up and down and know what they're like. And now she's like created this like image of certain people. And she's like, I've decided I hate Chrissy Marsh.
Yeah. oh, that's it. I also really love that Chrissy didn't like completely ignored that she knew her. And like Kate was so firm in like, she brought her dog into me and now she's pretending that she doesn't know me. Iconic move from Chrissy. I'd probably do that too. It's like she just thinks she knows who they are and she's not interested in them. She's decided before she walked into that room, I don't like Chrissy.
Yeah.
And I guess probably by default doesn't like Nicole. And they're not for me.
No. Can we touch quickly on Nicole?
Of course.
Her daughters.
Yeah.
I know this was only 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
Those girls have aged 20 years since I've seen them. Like, I was like, sorry?
How does she have, like, pretty much grown up kids? Like, I died when she said she had them and she was, like, 25.
Yeah.
But they were... Were they not babies when they
were? They were, like, little kids, like, baking and stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, but I'm like, how the fuck is one of them going to...
To the US and,
to the US, like, and just basically saying, like, yeah, I want to whore it up over there.
Yeah, yeah. I love that when she was trying to say that she had to get into, like, the co-ed dorm or whatever. And her teaching her to how to do washing.
Oh, no. We can't be doing that.
You can't be doing that. You're a grown-up
Well, she girl. Was fencing out in the backyard. So, trotting around. Look, we'll... Nicole describing herself as when she met old mate, and she was just like, I was the CEO of the O'Neill household and the GM of Noelle and Neve.
I screamed.
Yeah.
Screamed when that happened. Who wrote her that line? I'd love to know.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. A gay.
A gay.
Probably a gay hanging out with her. The one thing I think we all noticed was when the girls were heading to Rain.
Yeah.
In the QVB. And all the establishing shots for them trotting in, they'd just been dropped in the middle of Hyde Park.
I think that was the most outrageous part of the episode.
Yeah.
That they tried to pretend that all of them had trotted all that way. You wouldn't catch me trotting that far, I tell you that much. Like, that would have taken them forever. Why couldn't they just trot out the front of the QVB? I guess it's all those kind of, like...
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
the trams and the buskers and whatnot. But, like, that was no good.
Yeah. They're not – those girls are not trotting in the heels for another, like, 10, 15, like, down the road.
Exactly.
To the QVB.
I guess, like, if you're not from Sydney
– You'd have no idea.
You have no idea where it is. And you're like, oh, look, what a stunning park they're trotting through. But for us Sydney gals – We know that none of them already, I could imagine, is that they just had them trot back and forth, did a couple of those shots, and then said, okay, get in the car, we'll drop you right out the front.
100%. Yeah,
definitely.
Rain as well is, like, the place to go. That was...
Yeah.
It reeks of what happened with the first season, which was no one wants them filming
totally
in any of their venues.
Because I was like, I have certainly never been to that venue. And the first one that Terry went to, where they made it look like that she was deciding on the menu and the drinks and everything at a completely different location. She was at, like, the Cat's Meow. I have never heard of that place.
Well, I know where it is.
Oh, okay.
It's on Oxford Street. Which is, yeah, so everyone else, the where she was tasting the wine, that business, I don't believe, has anything to do with Rain.
No.
So she's in a completely unrelated bar just going, I'll go with the second one.
Second one.
And I'm like, well, he won't remember because he doesn't work at the venue you're going to. So,
like, exactly.
What's happening
here?
Yeah,
but it's exactly it. It's like, where are these bizarre venues that they're picking to go to? It's because no one wants to film there, but you're like, where are you?
But look. Happy they made it to a lunch. I'm happy.
It was a great way to close it out.
That they're at least following the old format, which is get all the women sitting around a table, having a little chat.
To descend.
Always. And the thing I loved as well was Kate pulling Sally aside at the beginning to go.
Perfect.
Oh, Chrissy Marsh said
that
Caroline looked like a porn star. You could tell Sally nothing there. She was just like, okay.
No, I think even Sally just went, oh. It's like, no, she's take the bait, take the bait. So then poor Kate had to try again.
Yeah.
And then, Caroline then just didn't even – Caroline totally backflipped and was like, well, I wasn't even that offended by it. I took it as a compliment or whatever she was saying. And then you could just see Kate, like, seething. Staring her down like, I've just set this up for you.
Yes.
What are you doing?
And then in her confessional, when the, like, producer's asking her, like, oh, what if, like, Chrissy had said that to you? And she goes, I would have ripped her throat out. I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Again, I think I screamed. I was like, ah! Oh, God. She just takes it to this, like, other level. And I have no doubt that she's not just going to be, like, one of those gals who is, like, you know, aggressive in a confessional and not on screen. I think she is bringing it 1,000%.
Oh, I think, yeah.
To every way she walks. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't. And I think I'm quite an intimidating gal sometimes myself. And she's a lot for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh, yeah, she's shaking you a little bit to your core. She's shaking me in my
boots. One Kate against another. Oh, my God.
I am already enjoying just, like, the little Chrissy asides and, like, comments and stuff. Like, as soon as they get there and they're having a little, like, champagne, she's like, oh, I had to have that glass of personality. I'm like, love.
Love.
Like, lovely to see you back. Doll.
She's so, like, naturally funny. And then even when, like, they were trying to connect again, like, this is another reason why Kate definitely hates her, is that when she was saying about, like, the girls were so earnestly like, oh, my God, we're being a vet and how amazing that must be. And, like, that must be really stressful. And then Chrissy just goes, oh, yeah, but what about a Monday? You just deal with anal glands. Yes. And it was like Kate always just threw some champagne. Yeah,
you
at can her.
Tell like that little dart to the eyes, like, oh,
like I will destroy you.
And then Chrissy goes, oh, we all really like summer vibes, and Kate came dressed as a nun. No.
Again, just jab, jab, jab.
The music I have written down in here a few times.
Yeah,
the music is getting a little bit, and I don't hate it. Selling Sunset. Oh, it's just like...
It's the first thing I thought as well.
Yeah. There was like a song that was like, champion, champion. Yeah. And then the other one I think I had was like, wake up, wake up. And I was just like, when they were like introducing them, I'm like, oh, come on. But I was also like, yeah.
I love it. But yeah, it's that real like setting the scene like, come on, girls, let's do the thing.
Bass, 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 bass.
Bam, bam, bam.
So I'm happy they've made that slight turn with women. I have to say just overall, I thought it was a lot more like balanced of like an introduction to everyone. I feel like you saw a lot of like home life stuff. Definitely. And like them meeting each other naturally and stuff. It wasn't really a... And then like just there seemed to be actual more natural connections. Definitely. Maybe it's all fucking written for them, but like it seemed like I was fooled.
I was fooled. And it felt like, yeah, I agree. Some natural real friendships there. You saw like a little taste into their life. You didn't have to get a whole bunch, but it feels smoother or something already. I felt like, okay, there's actually a synergy here with these birds.
I forgot to say when they were doing the intros, Caroline and her daughter walking on the beach. I was like, oh, this is her girlfriend. Like, they're just, like, hanging out. And then they just sat down on the beach and, like...
And there was a daughter.
Daughter. I was like, sorry?
Well, because also the way that they were speaking, complete strangers.
Mm.
They've never said a word to each other before in their lives. Mm. That was the most stilted, awkward scene. For like, someone who seems to have so much, like, natural charisma, energy, it was, like, stiff as a board.
Mother and daughter never spoken
Hello.
Before. Yeah.
Hello. Daughter, tell me about your plans today. Shall we walk slowly into the water? It was just too much. I was like, what's happened here?
Why is everyone always promoting Bondi and Bronte as a beach? Like, there are just so many beaches, and those ones are rammed.
You couldn't catch me going to either of those beaches, by the way. I don't even think people who live over there are going to those beaches all the time. Like, and also Bronte.
Bronte's closed like all the time because it's like
brutal.
It literally just says like these waves will kill you. Don't go here.
Literally, I'm like, you could not catch me getting in that water. Adrian nearly broke his back getting dunked by a wave one time.
Well, as you know, I recently bruised cartilage in my chest from trying to body surf in Molly Mook. So
of course, also a victim of the sea.
Of the sea, yes. The sea, a cruel mistress.
A cruel, cruel gal. That's why I permanently just float. I'm a Gordon's Bay.
Yeah, I was going to say, if there's anywhere you're going to float, Gordon's Bay girl.
She's a Gordon's Bay gal. Like take me out.
Yeah.
Float on way.
I'll just pretend I didn't mean this, but I'll just be taken out to sea. This is how I go.
Bye, doll.
Would you appreciate receiving a Zodiac constellation earring?
Oh, yeah. That's actually right down my alley.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a Zodiac girly?
I'm like a half Zodiac girly.
Okay.
I normally actually wear a Zodiac necklace.
Right.
And that's I'm a Virgo.
Yes, I
am.
I know a few September 11 babies, actually. Yeah, we used to work with three of them.
It's so yourself weird, included. Actually.
Yeah, that's very strange.
We're all September 11 kids. I'm a bit of a Zodiac gal.
Okay.
One time when I worked at I've probably told you this story.
Mm.
One time when I worked at a random PR agency, as like, I don't even know, a gift to everyone that worked in the company, the boss got us all readings by an astrologer.
Great.
And the readings were that like, this was going to be then taken on to be the business strategy for the year.
Mm.
So maybe hence why I left. And what
amazing. Yeah, the, yeah.
It told me was like, it was this full thing. It was actually amazing. You got like your full chart, but what it told me was that I was dollar signs.
Great. As in you're going to make them money.
I'm going to make them money. Great. I was like, this is really good. But yes, okay.
I kept your job until you chose to leave.
Yeah, I love a bit of Zodiac. So a little Zodiac, a little by Charlotte number.
Mm-hmm.
Do quite well for me, I think.
Okay.
You're like terrified. The eyes on you were like.
Well, no, now I'm thinking very close to, what do you call it? Kate saying she only hires Scorpios.
Yeah, that's full on.
Yeah.
Maybe me and her are more alike than I think.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's why she's so scared of her. That's yes. why you're like gasping, being I'm like
that's me.
Looking in a mirror.
Is it me? Sometimes I do think that, like, I do realize, though, that I have a lot of certain star signs in my life. Oh, my God, I am Kate.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm surrounded by Pisces.
Oh, really?
Like, most of my family, Adrian, are all Pisces.
Stop it.
It's quite weird. Anyway, sorry, I've gone on this full tangent.
And what's a trait of a Pisces? I feel like I don't hear too much about a Pisces. Okay,
so a Pisces, so why we're actually compatible is that a Virgo and a Pisces are on complete opposite spectrums of the Zodiac. So we're the yin to the yang.
Right.
But a Pisces, they're very emotional people. They're like water babies. They're very creative, sensitive mm-hmm. souls. Very passionate, but also can be very, very emotional.
Right.
Whereas a Virgo is very analytical, very judgmental, mm-hmm. very structured, likes order, likes rules, can come across as aggressive or abrasive, but they're also extremely loyal.
You are a loyal gal. I'll give you that.
Like to a fault.
If I would bring anyone to a fight, it would be you.
100%.
Because you just pull out like 10 knives. I'm like,
they're attached to my claws. I'm like, I will destroy you instantly.
Yeah.
So that's why a Pisces to a Virgo is quite good because we each have what the other doesn't.
And are you good at knowing other people's things or are you just kind of like, no, I know what I know?
I and reckon that's I'm kind of quite good.
Okay.
Like you're definitely Gemini. I know you are, but that's your very Gemini energy. Okay. And I'm friends with a lot of Cancers as well.
Well, Mitch is a Cancer, so.
Is he?
Yes.
No wonder I love him.
Yeah, okay.
I love, sorry, again, apologies, Mitch. The reason that I love you is not just because you're a Cancer. Wow, so sorry. I've taken us on a tangent.
We're just touching down on where Kate's at in her life. I find it so weird that the Australian Housewives, like, film in the actual space. Because you know how, like, the American Housewives now is, like, green screen. But Kate's just got her, like, cat wandering around in the background.
I was cackling when I was like, what's in the background there? The cat just trotting along.
Yeah.
Could she not have put the cat popped away? Yeah. Or like, but can you imagine the producers when that's happening? Like,
you're killing me.
But she was delivering gold. So they're like,
yeah, we're just going to leave this in.
Cat.
Terry was giving like at this dinner when they start talking about like the past relationships. Victoria was like, you know, engaged a bunch of times. All that kind of thing. And same with like Kate talking about. Terry was giving very much like, I never wanted to marry. And then she was going, I think being single is liberating. I'm like, okay, you need to calm down. You seem like you're 1 foot out the door.
Yeah, it's like desperate to get out. Single girls? Am I right?
Yeah, my God. And then we get the whole Caroline actually addressing Chrissy because Kate brings it up. Do you think like she's going to be great for the producers as in like they're probably like, can you bring up the Chrissy stuff now? And she's like, yeah, sure.
You think Kate is going to be that person or Caroline?
No, Kate.
Oh, Kate
does it for her because the thing is,
Caroline was like,
she didn't give a shit.
She didn't care. She instantly like fumbled. Like she just was kind of like, no, yeah, it's funny. Like is certainly someone who like wants the pals, wants the friends. Kate is absolutely a producer's dream.
And then when Caroline like does her whole, backs down and she's like, oh, it's fine. Whatever. I took it as a compliment. And then the producer's asking Kate, and so would have you backed down? She goes, fuck no.
Yes. Again, you're like, oh my God. She wanted that dinner party to be next level. It's hun, it's the first time you've all met. Just like.
She wanted someone's cape to throw it out the window. She was just like, I'm going to have my Victoria Rees moment.
She's like, give me your cape. Give me who's got a bag down there that I can throw in the water.
I'll throw this like salmon this tablecloth off this table. I'll pull everything off. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, it was like, just ease it on in, hun. I can tell there's going to be plenty more times for these dinner parties to go wild.
And then the moment I loved, actually, like the aftermath of them talking about this, Caroline starts going, well, you know, they are frontline workers.
I died.
And then Victoria, you can see her just looking. She goes, frontline workers, like with teachers and nurses. And Nicole at the other side of the table trying not to, like, lose her shit. She's like, fucking hell.
That was perfect. Frontline workers, like, delivering gold there. I just was cackling. It was so good.
But that's what...
She's funny.
The thing I did enjoy was that it didn't go full terminal. You know what I mean?
That's as what in, I like.
I was kind of like, oh, look, they're all still, like, having a laugh at the end.
Agree.
You can tell there's tension.
Yeah.
What I did not need.
Tell me.
Was a saxophonist.
Oh, my God. That was so odd.
Mm.
Let's go into the next room. And they were like, is there a stripper or something? I think Chrissy was like, are we going to see a stripper?
I would have preferred a stripper.
A guy playing a saxophone in an empty space.
Mm.
And then they all just awkwardly shimmied.
Oh, as Victoria said, like, she goes, I fucking hate dancing.
Yeah.
And doing the woo. Yes. And she goes, I was wooing. But, like...
I don't understand. I did say, however, I've been privileged to listen to the sweet sounds of that saxophonist.
That same man.
That same... It's actually him. He played at my friend's wedding.
Yep.
It was a real hoot. I do recommend, actually. It was a real vibe at a wedding. Not in a completely empty room.
What about those poor people who are sitting in rain near them? Just what, like... These random, like, seven girls in a room with the saxophonist just going, woo,
woo, woo, woo, woo. That was too much. I don't know why they thought who thought that was a good idea.
They were probably just like, we need to end on a fun note, no matter what, rather than something, like, too dramatic. And that's what they chose.
And we can't afford a full band, so we've just got the saxophone.
I'd really love Terry to let us know. Did she actually organise that? Was that her idea? Because I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. That's got producer written all over it.
Anyway. This season I was pleasantly surprised, I've got to say.
I agree.
I thought it looked good. I can see that Kate just hates all the married people.
Hates them all. Wants to take them all down for just purely existing.
Yeah.
It's a lot, but I get it. I understand that's the thing when you're like the person who's the the single person amongst all the married friends or whatever. It's a lot, but she's terminal about it.
Yeah. But look, this weird thing, having just talked about it, I feel like I've brought her up a lot more than I thought I would. She must have made quite an impression on me.
Having just talked about it, I'm now right into her. At the top of this, I was like, no, she's too much. And I'm like, yeah, she is too much. Yeah. Sign me up.
Great. More Kate.
Yeah, more Kate.
And I love that there's a random storyline throughout the rest of the season about Victoria using real fur in her fashion line.
Oh, my God. I loved that already in the car. Just fighting over that, and Terry is like so disgusted that I don't know where they're going. They're clearly going somewhere that they're about to see animals, and she's like, couldn't care less.
I'm still, I'll say this, very disappointed. I cannot see Victoria on that Tokyo trip.
Yeah, what's with that? Something about a family holiday or something.
You can't not
to the group trip.
You delay it.
Like, just could you not say, sorry, everyone, I'm filming a show. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Watch us get to it and it'll be like a family death. And we'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God, we're full about it. Yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah, we'll be absolutely in that word.
We'll hold comment till we say.
Till we actually know.
But I would have loved to have seen her there.
Would love to see her there. What a good, like, an iconic location to be as well. Love that.
Love Tokyo.
Mm.
And then one of the lines that stood out to me from the actual trailer was... if you want to see the bitch keep poking from our dear Terry. I was like, crap.
Perfect. I really like that we're going to see the full ramp up of her.
Yeah.
Because that's what I like to see. So it's clearly going to be Terry v. Chrissy.
Yes.
That's what it implied. But I was like, are they not friends?
I have a feeling it might turn again. Like, I feel like initially it might be a Terry v. Chrissy.
Yeah.
And then I think they might come together and then it might be everyone versus Kate.
Kate. Which clearly after episode one is not surprising in the slightest.
Yeah.
But that will be an interesting toe-to-toe Terry and Chrissy. Like,
Oh.
Both powerhouses, both can deliver a line, both know that they're here to bring a TV show. I'm ready for that.
I'm excited good. To see that.
Yeah.
Any other stray thoughts from the first episode? Stray
thoughts.
There was a scene that Sally was doing, like, you know, the fake thing in the office with the staff going, like, oh, we go out for lunch, blah, 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 and did a little laugh, and they're all, like, laughing. And then she tries to, like, exit stage left, but it's, like, a wall. Like, she does this little, like, trot across the office, and it's clearly just, like, a glass wall. And I'm like, where were you exiting, doll? Like, it's just, like, she just tried to, like, I need to keep going. She's like, yeah, wall. And then it just, wall. Like, the scene cuts. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's like they've never had a team meeting like that before. Certainly not all standing in a room.
No.
And then the fact when she told them, we can order lunch in, but eat it at your desk. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, the other line, sorry, I had written down from Terry's pronunciations when she was telling Caroline at their sit down.
Yeah.
She was like, it's a girl's lunch. Bring your girlfriends. And I was just like, don't.
What happened there?
I don't know.
Why did she actually forget to speak?
Sorry, we had a cameo from Joe Bailey on Ozempic.
Oh, my God. Of course. The real star. He looked great.
He's lost a bit of weight, hasn't he?
Thin as a rake. Love that for him.
It was lovely. That felt like, you know, the old and the new together.
That was the moment we needed, giving our gal Nicole a stunning blow dry. Like, she's never looked better getting a blow dry. Yeah. That's actually the first thing I thought is whenever I get my hair done or get a blow dry, I look disgusting because I'm about to go and, like, put my face on.
Nicole was fully done when she walked in. She looked
amazing. But, you know, when you're staring at yourself and they're doing it, you're like, I look
horrid,
awful. And sometimes I think, oh, am I ever going to be that person that they put on their Instagram, like who they've done a cool cut on or a cool thing? And I'm like, definitely not, because I look terrifying here.
Kate, I was filmed once at an old barber near our old work.
Oh, my God.
I would say in the last 12 months.
Really?
That's why I've had to relocate to a new one. There was this new guy that I'd never met before that had, like, music playing and stuff and was like, oh, do you mind if I, like, take a picture of the cut at the end? I said, sure. Fine. I said, sure, whatever. Out of nowhere, it felt like a fucking skit. Just puts his arm back and pulls out, like, a ring light.
No!
Shining down on me, and I'm like, oh, then. And then not just a picture, like full video. So like he starts from one side of the head and like tracks the fade to the other side and then goes back again.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, get me out of here immediately.
Oh, I know that feeling all too well because what you may not know is I am a nail girly.
Oh, yes.
My biggest goal when I walk into the nail salon and I know that I'm going to achieve it every single time is to get the gals. They want to record my hands for the Instagram. And there is a full setup in the place that I go. I go to a different place now. Yep. And you go to the back room. When you get asked to go to the back room, I'm like, yes. And I get out there and I put it on a little palm and they put the ring light out. They get me to do different poses. It takes like a whole 5 minutes after.
Right.
It's iconic.
And it's like set up for lighting and everything to film.
Yeah. It's like it's basically a studio you set up, you're walking in there for, and you do hands in different placements, ring light on. It's like, it's really good.
And as you should be there.
As I should be there. I'm devastated at the times that they just go, okay, thank you.
Mm.
See you later. And I'm like, you don't want to photograph these little hands? Not for you today? Damn it. I didn't pick a good enough design.
Oh, God.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Why do I put myself through this? The pressure of this.
But what an honor once you get in there.
An absolute honor.
Okay. What a star you are.
They're the goals I'm really trying to hit.
Any final thoughts? How are you feeling about the show?
Actually feeling really good. I like that it's like already lighter. It seems a bit more silly.
Yeah.
It's a bit more low stakes. That was always kind of my problem with the OG.
Mm.
It was always a bit heavy.
Mm.
They seem really fun. I just want to see more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too. I was pleasantly surprised. I was very scared when we only got like a 60-second promo. I was like, what are we not seeing?
Why are they holding this back? This is no good.
Yes. I was like, they're hiding something. But look, I was happy. And I know a million people are going to be like, we need Athena and Lisa back. They're not coming.
They're not coming back. It's fine. You deal with it. And you're going to tell you what, you're going to forget that they were over there because these girls will deliver. It happens every time. And even if you think the first episode is a bit slow, it's always a bit slow.
Yeah.
We just need to get to know them. Like, settle on in. We've ridden this rodeo many times before.
Yeah. Well, you'll get your cape throw at some point.
Yeah. Don't It'll worry. Come. It'll come. Kate has got a lot of things planned, I can already tell.
Like, Kate's going to burn down someone's house.
She really gives me that. That image that I just had then is Mean Girls, Regina George, when she's at the top of the stairs, when she finally finds out about everything and she's throwing the flyers that she's made. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that is like the energy that Kate is bringing, is Regina George.
Yeah, Kate's going to burn down everyone's home. So, yes, everyone wait for that. Because it's coming.
Yes.
All right. We'll take a break and come back with what we're watching. And we're back with what we're watching.
Mm-hmm.
Roni.
Yeah. I'm ready for the season to end.
Yeah.
Are me you too. Like, I just.
Oh, I've kind of dipped out mentally.
Yeah, I've dipped out. I still love it, but I'm just like, I'm ready for I need the wrap up on them. Yep. I absolutely am team Jessel all the way.
Jessel tank till I die.
I wish I had the kind of money that I could go on a goddamn day trip to Vietnam. I'm all for it. Do it, Parvet. Like,
who gives a shit? Like, what are they?
Who cares?
Are they really trying to bring up a cheating storyline? Also, the problem is you can see those two together. They're not bothered by any of it.
No.
You know what I mean? So you're really barking up the wrong tree. Like,
exactly.
Jessel and Puppet couldn't give less of a shit if you think he's doing whatever. No. They're like, we don't care.
And they couldn't have been more open the entire season about that they are not having sex. Yeah. They have this stuff to work on. They were originally friends. Like, they are the biggest open book. Mm. You're not catching them out. They don't care. They're like, yeah, we're not into that right now. We're raising babies, like, but we're good. We're fine. Like, they could not actually be a more stable couple.
No.
But those two are just gunning for them. You said it best. Erin has hitched the wrong cart. Like, she's gone the wrong side of this.
They've both thought that Jessel would be hated by people because of the, obviously, like, odd, imagine... being around her, yes, maybe odd delivery, seems like she's lying about stuff, definitely, whatever. They forget that as a viewer, we love that.
We love
someone who seems like a liar. Exactly. We love someone who can't get their story straight. Exactly. A bit aloof, late to lunch. We love that. We don't care about what you guys are fighting for. And I think they've misread the situation. Erin has really fucked up because she was in Jenna's pocket originally, and you can now tell that her and Jenna are no good after the trip.
No good
when
at
she
all.
Turned on her and said, oh, she wanted to fly, you know, first class.
No, she's done it wrong. And Sai is just not coming across well in the slightest. It's really, really, really bad.
I like that she's a villain. I will say that because
we need one.
But she's really just hammering home the wrong thing.
I agree. It's no good for her. And it's then kind of just overshadowing it. You're like, oh, this no good. And she's doubling down on it as well, even in all the press that she's doing ahead of the reunion. No. She's not even apologizing. I'm like, oh, no. Can you not see that everyone is not on your side?
Yeah, you're not reading the room.
Fake apologize. Like, if she doesn't do some sort of fake apology at that reunion, nah.
I don't think she will. She really seems like one of those headstrong people that as soon as she has like a certain view of something, that's it. Yeah. She's done. Like, she is not engaging with any of that.
She's decided. But like, even all the crazy fans are going after her online.
I don't. That's the other thing. I can't fucking stand the psychopaths that are like, I'm like,
it's a TV show. Calm down.
And guess what? Nothing much is happening. That's why I'm almost checked out, because I'm just like, nothing's really going on. Jessel's maybe lied. She's like late to things. She's trying to relate really poorly.
It's nothing.
And Sai's upset about it. Is that what we got?
Exactly.
Is like, that what we've got?
Move on. It's like, girls, come on. Bryn going to a library to read. Oh, go away. We've already seen her go to a chess club. I don't need that anymore to happen again on my screen.
I got so angry when they finally showed us her in her apartment and she was just on the bed.
On the bed.
Talking to her brother, her hot brother. But just on the bed, I said, show me the apartment.
Show the turn apartment.
Turn the camera around and show me the fucking apartment. Like, what? Like, I'm watching these shows to see, like we saw, like, Chrissy's new beautiful fucking home. Like, I want to see how these rich ladies live.
I want to be living through you.
And it might even, like, even though it might not be as like grand as like Jenna's, I still want to see it because I reckon it's still probably quite nice for New York.
It would be so nice. It would be so, so nice. And it is. Now she's actually come out publicly. She did like a full kind of not Architectural Digest, but a version of that where they went around like they were set as her rental. I think, is that the problem that she rents it and they're not, and she's not showing it? Who cares? We all rent.
The amount of housewives that rent during the season of a show, like we're not going to be surprised by that. So we're going to catch us off guard or anything like that.
Hello, Meredith.
She does, never owned any of those homes. But Bryn, I don't know.
It's just not happening. But also I'm like, I have been the biggest supporter of this season. It's great. It's fun. Enough. Come back for season two now where there's real problems. And because it will all start to descend now at the reunion and at BravoCon. Come
for
back.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just bring it back and see if anything happens there. And then if not, then we blend the girls.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just keep a few. Keep Jessel. I want to see Jessel have a conversation with Ramona Singer.
Oh, my God.
It will be horrific.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying. Yeah, the thought of that. The two of them talking in circles.
Horrific.
Absolutely spinning in circles. Amazing. Just actually talking to the sky.
Must see television. Yeah. That is. Salt Lake. How are you going?
I forgot. Vibing with it or something. I don't know whether, is that a me thing or I'm not in it.
Okay.
They're not vibing for me. I feel the start of the season I was like hooked and loving it. Mm. But I've just, these past few episodes I've not cared for. But I do love the Mary Cosby of it all.
Did you see today from her and Watch What Happens Live?
I saw the clip where she says, where Andy, is this the one where Andy says why'd you come back? And she goes like, I thought I'd help you out.
Yeah.
And she's like, was that not the right thing? Tell me. And she's going, says to him so earnestly, tell me, is that not the right thing to say? I was like, oh, God, you're great.
I cannot wait to watch that episode.
Yeah.
Because I love Z-Way and
love her. Yeah. Perfect combination, those two. Yeah. That'll be so, really, really chaos. Rogue. Yeah.
Yes.
Excited. But you're vibing it.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Because because I hated season three. And yeah, so that was terrible. It was just it was tough stuff towards the end. And so kind of like, I'm like, oh, this is fresh. This is new. Monica's doing a little bit too much.
She's doing too much.
Like I enjoyed her in the first couple of episodes. Mm. Now I'm just like, pull it back.
That's Whitney
did the good thing with her going like, watch out. Because we think you turn on people now because the two friends you came in with, you've turned on.
Totally.
And I'm like, yeah, exactly.
She like threw her that bone. They're like, come on, girl. Snap out of it. She's really, really good, but it's going too much. So just cool it and you're going to be fine.
And as we're speaking, the Salt Lake is coming out, so we can't comment on exactly what the fallout is. But are we dealing with gay husband, do you think, for Andrew Kay?
Oh, my God. Yes, actually, I'm back. That's how it ended was when Whitney masterfully got Monica to say it to her. I was like, you're good, girl. Like,
it didn't take much, though, did it? Monica was like,
didn't tell her.
No hesitation. No. She was just like, he fucks other men.
Exactly. And Angie K's reaction.
Guilty.
She didn't look shocked or anything. No. She just was like, she kind of really, oh, my God. Yeah. Like, it was very.
Yeah. You could tell her processing, be like, shit, it's out.
It's out. Shit. I'm very interested actually to see where all of that chaos goes. That'll be good.
Yeah. So I hope that's. Yeah. I hope it's what I think it
mess.
Is.
What a mess. They are so rich, by the way. And I love that Angie K and her husband, the hairdresser husband.
They say that. I want that fucking bed.
Every part about, like, they are just so rich. So clearly that's why everyone's coming for them because they're so rich. But I wish that was, I should be wearing those big sunglasses that she's wearing all the time.
Oh, she's a like terrible person, but great for the show.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Perfection. Keep her on.
Delusional queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And more Mary always. So.
More Mary making production
fashion
order her food.
And fashion comments as well.
I did like that when she like dragged Heather and she's like, this outfit. No good.
Can I check him? Because you used to be big Heather Stan.
Yes.
So do you feel like she's coming back a bit on the better side? Or
I think she's
redeeming.
Coming back. She's redeeming herself. I think she went turbo last season and she really bought into the fandom and all of that. Yeah. She's like cooling it back. She's not as turbo, I think, and kind of driving it. Yeah. I still love her. I don't know why. I just really love her.
Yeah, she had a great first season. I loved her back in season one. I just think she went a bit, something turned.
She lost it. It's when they get, it's always the one who's too famous and they start to turn.
But look, she's got a new house, so good on her.
Good on her. Love her.
Very quickly on Southern Charm. Because I know not many people watch Southern Charm.
I'm going to tell you, get your shit together if you are not watching it. It is one of my favorite Bravo shows.
No.
And the best part about it is that it is like driven by the men.
Because
you don't get that on any other show. The men on this show are the best people.
And they're filth.
And the worst people. And that's why they're so good. That Craig, Austin and Shep are wild.
Horrible people.
I have also never wanted to be anywhere more than Miss Patricia's house ordering fried chicken and drinking champagne last week.
That also just that kind of the thing is as well that there's an element of the show that I don't think you get anywhere else, which is they were at that party at Lever's restaurant.
Yeah.
And then the fact that they can just leave and then go to go to the house afterwards, Patricia's house. Mm. I'm forgetting the son's name now.
Oh,
because he's been off the show for so long. Whitney.
Whitney.
Like, and go and just, like, move around the town like that and just go and keep, like, you know, drinking somewhere else and, like, hanging out. That's the beauty of that place because it is, like, small town kind of things where everyone knows each other. Everyone knows each other's business. And it's also, like, yes, we also know each other. We can just, like, pop over to your house and just start. Great.
And that is, like, one of the reasons that that show is also good is because they are all really, really like, they're all good friends and they all have so much history and it's just, they're chaotic. Like,
do we think Austin's going to get out of this alive?
He's clearly, oh my God, when Shep, I can't even think what his answer was to Shep, but it was just when Shep says about not, have you, would you tell me?
Yeah.
I think he's just, and he's like, just
panicking. He's just like, eyes darting around.
He starts saying, like, I've drank too much of this. Like, him and Whitney were doing, like, those huge Grey Goose shots. I was like, oh, I'm going to be sick seeing that.
Why in the States are the shots the size of, like, a short glass here? You know what I mean? Like, anytime you see them at the bars, they go, oh, can I get a shot of this? And they put them in, like, small tumblers. It's a and you're full like, tumbler. You're like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's like, no wonder everyone is so turbo over there. And I've heard, like, when Americans come here, they're like, what? You arsies in your shots. I'm like, no, because you're drinking an entire cup of vodka. No wonder you're such a train wreck.
Yeah.
But yeah, those, that made me like gag seeing those two of them do those huge shots of Grey Goose.
I love vodka. Like, that's my go-to drink. Yeah. But I do not shot vodka.
I would die.
I would rather, I would rather die. Like, I'll shot a tequila. 100%. Like, that's fine. But don't you dare put.
Oh, my God. No. I have certainly done it.
Yeah,
And felt
guilty here. Yeah.
And felt physically ill the second it touches the lips.
Yeah,
I can't, but they didn't even flinch. They just then had some like stunning caviar to let it drop down. I was
stunning.
Like, but I was like, sign me up. That is my kind of party.
Caviar is having a moment.
What's with
fucking
that?
Fucking everywhere right now.
Yeah,
like New York was doing it. Obviously, Southern Charm, and then I know it's coming up this season on Sydney as well. Like, they do like little like caviar cheers with their hands.
Well, Terry had it. She had some at lunch in the episode. What's with that? I've never ever had caviar.
Neither have I. No.
Apart from,
I kind of want some.
Oh my God, should we try it together?
Yeah, we should try and get some from one of the apps.
I always feel like I'm not going to like it because, you know, like when you get a little bit of it on, it's not caviar, but on like a sushi and you get, what's it called?
No,
is it the same thing?
No, doll.
But is it not like roe? Is that what it's called?
Isn't that
the orange bit?
But isn't that just fish eggs, doll?
I don't know.
But then what's caviar?
Is it not the same? Exactly.
I'm so sorry.
It's the same thing,
I was like
right?
about to judge you and then I'm like, I actually don't think I know what caviar is.
Shut your goddamn
mouth. No wonder I haven't had it because I don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
I just want it.
Let's have it. Let's do it.
Okay. Watch us like just bleed the block bang dry just to get a little tin.
I just want this.
Yeah. I've also, by the next week, I should have Chrissy Marsh's cookbook in my
Oh, dirty that's little so paws. Exciting.
So I'll need to cook something from that, which I'm quite excited
for. Cook a little dish.
Yes. Anything else you're watching outside of reality TV land?
Yeah, like everybody else, the Beckham 4-part series.
Is it good? Because I would love to watch just a cut of just the Victoria scenes, but I guess that's not available.
And you absolutely have to watch. It's so good. I've got only the last little bit of the 4th episode to go.
Mm.
It's so good. You don't have to like anything about sports.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
It's like gripping stuff and it's so funny. They are really, really funny. They're really, really odd. He's so hot and you just see their whole life. It's like actually also amazing. When you see what he did, you're like, whoa, he was huge.
Is it like is it just documenting how he came up and just interviews with them?
Yeah.
Or is it like a slight reality TV as in like following their lives? No.
It's full straight doco. Like you get clips of like coming back now and they're like, they seem to have this amazing home in the UK.
Great.
Oh my God. It's like phenomenal.
Mm.
And he's like cooking a little roast and everything at the end. He's like fully got OCD. It's quite good. Great. Have you seen that scene? There's this amazing scene.
Mm.
He opens up his closet and it's like it's a shop. Everything is spaced individually and then he notices one. He says, someone's been in here and the hanger has like moved an inch.
Amazing.
And he's like full perfectionist. He plans out his outfits for the week and he has them on a separate rack. God. So the whole week is planned out. It's really good. I highly recommend.
Okay.
What about yourself?
I can do that. Not for you, but I've been watching Gen V on Prime Video. The spin-off from The Boys.
Ugh, no.
Not for you.
No.
You say that, we're going to go see Saw X next week.
See, I keep you guessing. Yeah.
On your toes.
Always.
No, it's actually quite good. I
Okay.
Little, like, college,
there's like, superheroes?
Yeah. But it's like, I don't know, it's a bit more like violent and a bit more like, I don't know, it's funny.
Young superheroes going to college, like X-Men?
Yeah. Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. I like X-Men. Everyone's got powers and stuff. Yeah, X-Men's fun.
Love that.
That's one of my faves.
That's one of my absolute faves. I like the one with when it's like Fassbender and James McAvoy.
Oh, really? First Class?
First Class. Yep. Yeah.
January Jones.
Yes. Yes. I really actually like that. Icy
performance. Okay.
Yeah. That's like...
That's your wheelhouse? Well, maybe Gen V's for you. Who can say?
No.
Won't be sitting down together to watch that one.
Not for me.
That's fine. Okay, where can people find you?
On Instagram, at Katie Cam.
And I'm at Dan Tom Morrison on Twitter and at Gasbagging on Instagram and TikTok. Kate, first episode done with the new girls.
Oh my God, how good.
Here we are.
I can't wait to do this.
For another 9 weeks.
For another 9 weeks.
And then maybe if they get a reunion, then... Another one. Who can say?
Love it. I can't wait.
I hope we get a reunion. That's what. Fingers crossed for that. You need it.
For sure. You need it. Alex Ferry going to be back?
I would love him to be back.
Yeah. I want some.
I would love him just to be like, you know, side eyeing the women.
Oh my God, no, but just, maybe. What if it's Joe Bailey?
I'd watch that. I'd watch the shit out of that as well. He'd be great.
Put him on.
Yeah.
Give him a trial.
Give him a go. Yeah. Just do like, you know, a dry run at some point and just see if Joe's our man.
He'd be good.
He'd be cutting.
He'd take them all down. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. Okay. Well, you've heard it here first, guys. The recommendation, Joe Bailey to host the reunion.
Done.
Kate, renewed or cancelled this week?
I feel like cancelled, maybe. Cancelled, but like, give me a chance kind of thing. I just feel like I'm a bit all over the place.
Yeah, I'm a bit cancelled. I feel like I hate everyone.
Oh, what all of you didn't hear the seconds before we got on the microphone is us just dragging everybody that we've ever met in our lives.
Yeah.
That's me this week. I need a full reset. Yep. I need to like, I don't know, go and...
Zen Wen.
Zen Wen, sign me up. I need a reset and she'll be back.
Yeah.
I need to read my astrology chart.
Yeah. We're also going to see a show on Saturday.
We are very cultured of us.
So we'll have to report back how that experience is as well.
Yeah, we'll
dinner and a show.
Dinner and a show, as a very civilized folk do. Meeting at 5 p.m. Do you know?
Oh, that's early daylight.
Early bird special.
I don't know how I'm going to do that.
Bye, Mitch.
We'll see. All right. Thank you and farewell.
Bye.